Jodie Hoy, a science teacher from Oban High School, was selected to represent Scotland in the 2022 Commonwealth Powerlifting Federation Championships in New Zealand in November and December last year. Despite jet lag and a bout of illness ahead of the championships, Jodie managed three personal bests. And when I heard about her achievements, I had to speak to her and find out more. So here's Jodie. So I'm joined by Jodie Hoy today. So Jodie, we're speaking to you because you've been to the Commonwealth Powerlifting Championships, but you've not that long ago taken up powerlifting. How did all of this start?
Yeah, so well, I've always been into sport and activity. I used to do a lot of swimming when I was younger, and then I got into running when I was like a teenager up until about, well, probably about 18. But I would get lots of injuries, so I kind of had to give it up. I've had a torn Achilles and things like that, so it wasn't that great. And then I would go to the gym, and I found myself feeling a little bit nervous to use all the weights. I always wanted to use the weights properly, but I wasn't really too sure, or I just, you know, it was that kind of stigma of using the weights when there was lots of guys overdoing using the squat racks, where I didn't really have the confidence. So I would always do weights, but I would never have the confidence to go and squat and deadlift as much as I do now, or go and bench in case I dropped the weights and made a fool of myself. But over lockdown, my husband and I, we bought a squat rack. We were actually staying at his mum's over lockdown because we just sold our flat and we were looking to buy a house. So we're very fortunate because we had the outside space there, and we also had the conservatory. So we set up a little gym, and my husband used to train with his friends. He still does, up in a shed that they've got. And it's just him and all the guys. So he never came to the gym with me. So I never got to build up the confidence that I was able to build up over lockdown. So he helped me to build up my confidence. And then when the gym started opening again, I started going into Atlantis, the gym in Oban, continuing with the squat and my bench and my deadlift. Really at that stage, just practicing the free lifts and doing more hypertrophy, like high reps, instead of the lower reps for strength training. It wasn't really specifically powerlifting I was doing at that moment. And then one of my friends suggested, they had a personal trainer who actually did Olympic lifting competitions, and they mentioned to me that I should, you know, me and her should do a competition. So I looked into it, and this was still over kind of that lockdown period. And then I signed up, and then just coming out of lockdown, the first competition was up to be in, it was January last year, like came up. So it was actually in February, the competition. So I applied for my Scottish powerlifting membership in the December, and it was really then that I started, you know, proper strength training, the low reps and trying to get the weight up. And then I did my first competition just there last year in February. And it was really enjoyable. So I continued on from there, and then I had what a year I've had, to be honest with it. It's been fantastic.
So that, from actually sort of joining up to Scottish powerlifting in the December to the February, and then it was what, November, December, you were in the championships. So that's sort of within a year you went from just a hobby to, or just keeping fit, to full on international competitions. That's quite an amazing journey.
I think I didn't really have, I think lots of people are the same. They don't have the confidence, and they think, oh, when you go to do a competition, you're not going to be the best, or you're not going to be as good as other people. But I think I got a bit of a shock, because when I went my first competition, I came second place. Wow. It was in the west of Scotland, so it wasn't the whole of Scotland, that one, but still it was a real confidence boost. I think when I started lifting the heavy weights as well, when I was deadlifting at the high reps, my husband was saying, you're only like 55 kilogram body weight, and you're able to, well, this was in lockdown, I was deadlifting like 80 kilograms for 10. So he was like, that's actually really good. And then I was like, oh, is it? Is it really? So yeah, that kind of built my confidence up. So I'm really, really glad that I did it. It's one of the best things I've done.
No, I mean, that sounds amazing achievement. I mean, going back, what what was it that interested you in the competitions to start with when you'd just been kind of doing it with a friend?
Yeah, so I've just always been someone that's been pretty competitive. I grew up in, I was in what we call the squad in Oban, which is basically you go swimming in the mornings about four or five times a week, and then after school, and then you go and do your competitions at the weekend. And then as I got a bit older, I got into the running, and I'd have like, I always have like a target to work towards. So when I did the running, I'd do, you know, 10Ks, I did half marathons, did like the Tough Mudder. So I really enjoy having some sort of target to work towards. And when I was doing the weight training initially, before doing, doing it properly with the squat, bench, deadlift, one thing that I struggled with was kind of the commitment when I've not got an end goal. So by having a competition, by having competitions, and well, when I looked into competitions, like, this is actually a really good way of just doing it for fun, not doing it for anything more than just a bit of fun, which is what most people do it for, that are in Scotland, are in Scottish powerlifting. So yeah, really just having that goal to work towards is what motivated me to give it a go.
And what, I mean, amazing to go in your first competition and come second. Was yeah. Was that enough to interest you in the Commonwealth champions into that international, or, you know, did it build up that you realised that you were that competitive when you, yeah, as you did more competitions?
Well, it's funny because the person that bet me, I was saying, wow, this person's came first, but this person's competed in the Commonwealth Championships for powerlifting. So I was saying that about this other girl, and that was a few years ago when it was in Canada. So she had been doing it for a good few years, like way before COVID and way before I started doing it. So I knew that she was a really great powerlifter. And then to be able to, the thing is about it is that you have to have qualifying totals. So from my first competition, I had a qualifying total which got me into the next competition, which was the Scottish Championships, which was in June. And then from the Scottish Championships, I came second place in Scotland for my weight class at the Scottish Championships, which gave me, I mean, not just coming second, but the weight that I got was enough to then qualify to get into the Commonwealth. They had the qualifying total, which is the same as the qualifying total that is needed to get into the British Championships, which I didn't bother doing last year because I didn't feel like I was ready, because it was only a few weeks after the first competition. So it would have been a massive step for me to go on and do that at that stage. But yeah, after that, I applied, I'd heard about this Commonwealth Powerlifting Championships, but I never expected to be asked to actually go and compete. But yeah, I actually managed to get in. So I was really quite shocked. I'd been on a few holidays that year as well, so I really wasn't expecting to have another trip away that year. So it was a nice surprise, but I just was not expecting it at all, to be honest.
Wow. No, amazing trip anyway, without the athletic achievement. So do you have to get, I don't know how this works, do you have to get selected and invited? Does your qualifying score just get you go? And then does Scottish Powerlifting fund you to go? Or did you have to raise the money to make the trip to New Zealand yourself?
Yeah, so I received an email which asked if I wanted to, well, basically said I was selected. You could put down if you wanted to do it or if you didn't. like through Scottish powerlifting, and I had a total, so I was like, well, I'll give it a shot. I might not get picked because everyone didn't get picked, but I'll see. There's no point in not even trying. So yeah, I ended up getting selected, but unfortunately it was self-funded, so it was a very expensive trip. But and I'd actually pulled out from doing it. However, I've got two colleagues that I work with, and on the school sports day, I was talking to them about it, and they were just so shocked that I'd pulled out from such an amazing opportunity. And they were like, no, you have to go back into it. So they started a GoFundMe page. They arranged this, well, the socials committee in Oban High School arranged this pub, this quiz night. The GoFundMe page raised a lot of money. The Rotary Club in Oban also, I went to have a speech with them, and they donated money towards the trip. And DK Lafferty in Oban also donated money towards it. And ABCD Drainage, they also donated money. So I got lots of help, thankfully, from, you know, living in Argyll and Bute. And from people that I know. So I was very, very lucky. It still did end up to be quite an expensive trip.
Sure.
My luggage was lost when I first got there. So I didn't have my luggage for the first 5 days, which was a bit difficult. I was so overwhelmed by the support that I had from the people around me. And I really can't thank everyone enough for donating. And also Argyll and Bute Council, because I was able to go and my wages were paid for the time I was away as well, which was amazing, which was a fantastic help for me. Because I really wouldn't have been able to go if it wasn't for all the help of everyone.
Oh, I mean, fantastic that you had all that support. And so what was the experience like when you were there? Because I think you did 3 personal bests, is that right?
Yeah. So when I first got there, I didn't have the best of starts. Obviously, my luggage, as I've just mentioned, there. First day, I ended up having food poisoning, which wasn't great. No. So thankfully, it was only like a 2-day thing. So it was away in time for the competition. But I also had this really bad cold as well, which I didn't get until going over there. So everything was happening. But thankfully, the day of competition, I did feel a bit better. I wasn't 100%, but it was a lot better than at the start of the week. When I went to do my squats and when I was warming up even, the coach was like, I think we should start a bit lower just because you've obviously not had a great week, and some people had been like not making their first squat, and if you don't get your squats like or one of the lifts, then you can't call it, like you can't get a total. So, yeah. And there's less points go towards the Scotland team. So we were kind of playing it safe. So I did get 3 personal bests, but competition personal bests, but they weren't quite what I was wanting to get. But I'm still really happy because got the personal bests within the competition, and also just the experience. It was just such an amazing experience. Everyone was so lovely over there, and it was, you know, an experience that I'll never forget. So I'm really, really thankful and grateful that I had the opportunity to do it.
And tell people what those personal bests were, because I'm amazed at the way you lift.
Thanks. So on the day, my squat wasn't quite as good as it should have been. It should have been 125 kilograms, but I got 117.5 kilograms. My bench was, I got 60 kilograms. It's usually 65, but still it was a competition best, so it's fine. And then my deadlift was 150 kilograms.
Wow, that's amazing. So I can tell you, I started out in local government as a weights and measures inspector. So I used to move big heavy weights about. And I can tell people lifting even 25 kilos is a heavy weight. So to get up to 150 is incredible. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
And did you get to explore a little bit of New Zealand while you were there, as well as doing the competition?
Yeah, we just went around the Auckland area. I wasn't there for that long. It was 12 days, so and in the first part of it, I wasn't that well, and we were looking for our luggage. But yeah, I did have a few days to go and explore the islands around Auckland, and Auckland itself, beautiful city. It was really, really a lovely experience.
And what was it like when you got back? What kind of reception did you have?
Yeah, everyone was just so positive. Even on the day, I was getting messages coming into my phone constantly saying, oh my goodness, you're doing so well. And, you know, I think coming back to school as well, the kids were just so happy to see me, and were just so shocked. And they've watched it on the computer, on the live link, lots of them. So they were all like, that's so amazing, I want to be able to do that. And then, you know, they're sharing all their personal bests and things like that with me. I'm just like, you need to just keep at it, because I wish I started it when I was younger.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's an important point, because it's historically been quite a male-dominated sport. I mean, I think it's amazing that, you know, your husband was doing it as a hobby, and you've kind of eclipsed him by doing international competitions in that time. But I mean, that is a great example for young people, but I mean, young women especially, because the school in Oban's got a weightlifting room and things. There is that support and training and things in the school now, kind of thing that didn't exist when I was at school either.
Yeah, same. I think that, I mean, the kids, they get to use the gym straight after school, and there is quite a lot of females that do use it. And I know for sure, like when I was that age, we didn't have that gym. And even when you go to other gyms, you just don't have the confidence, but you know, they get taught how to do it in school now, which is really great. And it's, I mean, in the past I used to look at it as a male dominated sport, but now that I'm doing it, I don't really look at it as that same way, because when I was at the competition, there's just as many females as there are males. And through Scottish powerlifting, most of the committee are actually women. There's only like two men, and then the rest of them are all female. And even at the competition is, yes, it's done by weight and gender, but there is also what we call an International Powerlifting Federation good lift points, which is like a score that they work out based on your weight and what you've managed to lift. And it was actually a female that won the whole competition. So it really is upcoming for females as well, and it's a great sport, not just for males. It would be good to see a lot more females that I know participating in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic that they've got a way of doing a score that is you know, across the sexes. And I mean, what do you see as the benefits? Because people don't have to be aiming for an international competition to do it. And, you know, certainly as somebody getting, I'm a good bit older than you are, Trinity, and, you know, certainly I see a lot about people talking about strength training and weights being more important, particularly as you get older. But I'm sure it's absolutely useful when you're younger. What are the benefits if somebody was kind of not sure? What would you say to them to encourage them to do it, even just for fun or fitness?
Yeah, well, like as I was saying earlier, when I ran, I would literally get injuries all the time. And since I've been doing weight training, which, I mean, has been a good few years now, I've only been doing the powerlifting side of it for maybe 2 years. But before that, I've always done, well, since I stopped doing running, I've been doing weights. And it's just, I've never really had an injury from it. And it strengthens your bones. Just in general, mental health is a huge thing as well. It's a very positive thing when you're able to lift more than what you once were. It just makes you feel so much better just going to the gym, lifting weights. I mean, all sports like that, really. But for me, and I'm sure other people will be the same, I think that maybe a bit biased, but doing powerlifting is just phenomenal for overall health and also for mental health.
I mean, that's that mental health and that confidence point are just so important. Probably not what people immediately think of as the benefits of it, but you're absolutely a great example of it, and a great encouragement, hopefully, for lots of young women to get involved in something they wouldn't have otherwise done. So what's next for you with powerlifting? I'm presuming you're keeping it up. Are you going to keep competing? Have you gone on to continue to build up the weights that you lift? What's next for you with that?
So I mean, I'm probably always going to continue doing powerlifting now that I'm hooked. I just love it so much. But I have a competition in 5 weeks' time, which is the Western, so west of Scotland. This is the same one that I did last year, my first competition, but I'm going to do it again this year. I was initially not going to do it. I was going to do the British Championships, but I'm going to save up and go to my brother's wedding, which is in Australia next year. So I think I'm going to have a little bit of a break from competing in places that are further away from Scotland, just so that I can save up for that. And then after, I'll maybe then think about more international level competitions, British Championships first. And I'll do the other competitions in Scotland this year and really just focusing on getting my continuing with it and trying to get some more personal bests throughout the year.
Fantastic. Well, having got second, I've got my fingers crossed
for a
win at the West of Scotland. That's absolutely fantastic stuff. Jodie, I think it's amazing. I feel inspired to go and lift some weights and try and do something myself. So thank you for that, and best of luck for what you for the next competitions that you do.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me as well.
I think it's amazing that Jodie went from her first competition to international competing in under a year, and what a fantastic example to young people in Argyle that anything is possible, as well as defying gender stereotypes and doing what has historically been seen as a male-dominated sport. So all the very best to Jodie for her next competitions, and I hope it's inspired people to take up something that they didn't think possible.
Pippa's Podcast.